Well, I left an abusive marriage about 2 years ago, and I spent a lot of that time not even really understanding the abuse that I was experiencing or how much it was impacting me. And when I was finally away from it and started on my healing journey, it became overwhelming very quickly. And one of the first services I discovered was Family Service Saskatoon, and it really gave me kind of a light forward.
Oh, see, I know I've talked with some other victims of, you know, intimate partner violence, and they had to leave these situations. And kind of from what I've heard from them is finding Family Service Saskatoon, they help with so much that you, like, you didn't even need, like, knew that you had to do. They were making phone calls on your behalf and setting up. In one case yesterday, a gal needed a phone, and they got her groceries. And this was all before she even kind of, like, arrived. Have you kind of found that as well?
I've definitely found a lot of community and support and reaching out, help with things I didn't know I needed help with, and community I didn't know was available.
And have you used them for counseling services as well? And how easy was that for you to access?
I actually discovered Family Service Saskatoon for the first time through the online rapid access counseling. And Family Service Saskatoon was one of the services that was available first. So that was my first experience ever with counseling. And that really got me started on my journey and feeling more secure in my journey and gave me the opportunity to begin to discover more help outside of that as well.
Ah, well, Lily, we're so happy that you've come today and agreed to share your story. What would you say to maybe if there's someone listening now that thinks like, maybe I'm in this situation too, why should they take that bold step and look for help?
Well, I think really what it starts with is noticing that if you feel afraid to talk about it, that's a really big indication, because if everything's okay, there's no shame in talking. And if everything's not okay, there shouldn't be shame in talking either. So it really starts with a gentle step of just finding someone that you're comfortable to share with. And it doesn't have to be anything more than that until you're ready.
Wow. I love the way that you put that there. I really appreciate it. So tell people listening right now why they should make a donation. Maybe there's, I don't know, why should they make a donation? What difference can they make?
If there wasn't services available like Family Service Saskatoon, there would be a lot more people hurting for a lot longer and a lot worse. And we definitely need to have that light to start our path.